So today we'll learn Hilchos Chagiga. We'll conclude with Perek Beis and Gimel, begin Hilchos Becheres Perek Aleph. So Perek Beis is going to continue from, well, obviously Perek Aleph, first to be Mesakim. So you have an Eilas Re'ia, Shalmei Chagiga, which are only Mechoyev for males, and then Shalmei Simcha, which is Mechoyev for everybody. So Aloch Aleph, Noshim Avadim Peturim in Re'ia. Women and servants are parted from the Re'ia. B'chol Noshim Chayavim Re'ia. All men are Mechoyev in the Re'ia. Chutz Mecheresh, deaf mute, Ve'ilim. The shayt of a cotton for summer, the chiger, a limp, one who cannot walk, the tommy for aro, the chal, the chin hazaki, one who's very old, the chayla, the harach, the haonig moitzim, he's a very pampered lifestyle. Shenim yechidim lali salaraglim, you don't usually walk around on the feet. You have, I guess, segues. Kol elo ha'achad asar, p'torim, all these 11 individuals are potter from ri'ia, from presenting themselves to the base of mikdash, from bringing the carbon. The elo ri'ia. Shakol anoshim chayavim ri'ia. Chayrish. Even if he speaks, even if he's deaf only in one ear, potter min hora'iyah. Chenasum bein yachas, if chas Hashem one's blind even in one eye, or chiger berag liyachas, so he's lame in one foot, potter. Even if somebody is able to listen with both ears, but he cannot speak, potter. Tumtum adrengus, potorim ipneshem svekisha, and a woman is potter. Misha chetzi avde chetzi ben chayrin, so he had two masters, one of his masters freed him, so hence he's half slave, half free person. Potter mipne tzad avdo shubay, is part of mitzad, the part of him that is an eved. Menayin shukalilu peturim in hori'iyah, harihu oimer, and I was bring psokim to bring dais, yireokol zuchurcha, males, lohitis hanashim, exclude females. Mitzis asish, ein hanashim chayoviz ba, ein havadim chayovim ba. Just like the women are not mechoyiv, any mitzvah that he, mitzis asish, that a woman is not mechoyivin, so too a servant is not mechoyivin. So therefore, they're part of as well. For oid, harin emar, bevoy chal yisrael, just like they're coming to present themselves before the Eibusher, they're also coming to see Hadar Kotcher v'Beishchinasei. These two Lashonos the Rebbe brings in the name of the Tzemach Tzedek. Hadar Kotcher refers to the Gilui of Sevi of Kol Amin. It's Kaddish, it's Muvdu. Beishchinasei is a reference to Mamali Kol Amin. Shechenas and Mislabeshas. This is to exclude a person who is blind. We cannot see. Even if only one of his eyes are blinded, because he doesn't have full sight, doesn't have 20/20 vision. To exclude somebody who cannot hear correctly. To exclude somebody who cannot speak. Just as the Baalme, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tamei Torah, before listing the mitzvah that it was mechuyav to learn Torah, the first halach is the mitzvah is to teach Torah. Interesting that anybody is mitzvah lim, is mitzvah lalamid. The name of Baal Yisrael Lerois is Pnei Hashem, the Misha Yochel Al is Beraglav, only somebody who is able to walk. Lahitzi Chigeir, Vachoyla, Vazakin, Vaonig, Kfar Biyana, Bechutas Bisa, Migdashin, HaTomei Roi Lobiyah. One is Tomei cannot enter that area, Vachin Ha'oro, Mois Katomei, so to one doesn't have a bris, is Mos, like a Tomei. Base. Hamakamitz, what's a Makamitz? Ushim Lachta, Lakabit, says Klav, Mechitza Behem. He collects the excrement of animals, La'abid Ho'oides, he uses it as a detergent to tan hides, oil or four, or for medicinal purposes. People who work in a place where they you out copper, and those who work with hides, even though they have a repugnant smell because of their form of labor, take a shower, they change their clothes, and they oil the regum, bring carbon oil. Any man who is able to hold the hand of his father and ascend from Yerushalayim to the Harabais, Mark explains this specifically to me from the mind Shiloach to the Harabais. Aviv chayv lahaloisei ulahirois boy kedei lachanchi b'mitzvis. Chiv chinuch shenema yiroi kol zechurcha. Vim hoy hakatan chiger isumai cheresh afil ba'achas. If hakatan had any of these disqualifications, any chayv lachanchi afal pishu reiler four, even if it's a temporary blemish. Because if this cotton was a god and he was blinded in one eye, even if it was temporary, or he potted, commercial bianus. So therefore, also as a cotton, he's potted. So he had the oilus ri'ia and shama chagiga. So any male who's mechuyav in the ri'ia is mechuyav in the shama chagiga. Potim in the ri'ia, potim in the chagiga. Kulam chayavim besimcha, both men and women. Chutz with exception of a chedeshet of a cotton, va'or of a tami. Chedeshet of a cotton, rishin a mene chiyov, harim petonim kamitzis and muris betayra. Pashat. Va'or of a tami, v'pnei shenim eichem bakachim, v'enim roim labia, they cannot eat the karbanis. Kamesh abanim, hichos bisa mikdash, hichos maisa karbanis. Hey, misha yichigirisim abiyem nishim nistrapa b'sheni. What happens if when Yom Tov entered, he was pasul and gansin? Never had a shasta kesher. And he wakes up the next day of Pesach, a miracle. He's able to see. Potter min hori'iyah min ha'chagigah. He's potter from the oil ha'sri and shalmei chagigah. Shebiyeim chivasa, he potter because when Yom Tov entered, He was pati. He wasn't machoyev. She called me sachok tashlumi rishon him kamei shabiyanu. So if the tashlumi rishon, so depending on his status, as he was b'yem rishon, so it will be for the other days of yantiv. So because he was pati b'yem rishon, he's also pati from tashlumi. Vechenem nitma b'leiri yantiv rishon. So if it was tami going into yantiv, af pishat tahir lamachot pati. Av nitma b'yem rishon. What happens if entering yantiv he was tahir, but he came tami afterwards? Harize chayv lohavi chagigasi uri yasi b'seichi mei haregel kisha yitar. He's mochiv to bring the eilus city and sham chagiga when he becomes tahir throughout yantiv. One who enters the area of the Azara during Yom Tov, he says, not mochiv to begin oil seriyah every time he enters the Azara. Sharei shenemar, shezeh shenemar v'lo yiro panei reikam, eni ela be'ikar haregel bilvad. What's considered ikar haregel? Shoyim rishen, or tashlumi rishen. So only when you're entering for the first time, or you haven't yet brought your carbon yet, that's when you have to bring the oil seriyah. Not every time you enter the area of the Azara, you have to bring a carbon in oil seriyah. If you did, bring a carbon, as we learned in the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, there's no distinct amount for how many carbon you can bring.
Every morning.
Yeah, what are you doing? If you designated 10 behemoths for your Shalmi Chagiga.
When we say Re'iya, we mean the carbon? Not the coming.
No.
So Re'iya means coming into the Beis HaMikdash.
Both Oila Siri. Why? When do you bring the Oila Siri? When you're Yeirai, when you enter the Azar. So or the next time when you have, if it's Tashlum and Furish.
So the Eldram Shalem Shir. Yeah. Where are you?
Means how many behemoths do you bring for your Oila Siri?
And what about.
Chum gave a Shir, one seller, two seller for the Shamech HaGiga, but fine. But Minadin, there's no.
And also it's going on the fact that you're in the Beis HaMikdash being
visited. But it primarily refers to the carbon. When we say the Re'ayin, it refers to the carbon. If one designated 10 behemoths for Shalmei Chagiga, he brought 5, and then he deliberately didn't bring the other 5. So Shuv and Echiz of a Makav Hashai, you cannot bring the other 5 behemoths, because you intentionally left them aside. Because the Shalmei Chagiga have to be brought in one go. What happens if the reason why he wasn't able to bring them was because of the Shein Shkia? Didn't have time to bring them. So it wasn't through his intent that he stopped bringing the Kirbani. So Makriv Shalom Achi, bring the rest of the Shalmei Chagiga the next day. These animals that you bring for a carbon have to come from non-consecrated animals. Gishar Kirbani, Shodam Chayvahim. It's a Chiv, you cannot be put to a Chiv through Kachar. Aval Shalmei Chagiga, but the Shalmei Chagiga, which you are going to have a Chelik in the Achila, unlike the Oilos Ria. So boys, Mimois Maisesheni, Muravis and Mois Cholin. You can buy these animals from funds that have Mois Cholin and Mois Maisesheni mixed in it. You purchase from this mixture of money, behema, umakriva shalmei chagiga, vahu provided she ashir achilo rishayna minacholin, that there is enough flesh in that animal that you are buying with these funds that are funded solely from the mois cholin. So if, say, the marshal, the animal is worth $100, and you are buying this animal with $70 of mois cholin and $30 of mois maisesheni, that would be fine because the chelak that you're eating is covered by the $70 of mois cholin. But pnei shalmei chagiga cheva. This is because the shalmei chagiga is a cheva. V'kol shehu cheva, eini ba ela min acholin. So as long as your chelak of the animal that you're going to eat comes from mois cholin, gezunt reit. Test. V'yetze odem yidei chevas shalmei chagiga b'maisa behema. The chevas shalmei chagiga one can bring from maisa behema. They may be an aser b'yantav, it cannot be brought in yantav, gezeri shami aser b'yantav. Lest one do the actual maaser on yantav, and it involves being a sack, putting a stick with a red paint, which is aser. But so therefore, even though maaser behema may be brought as a shami chagiga, it cannot be brought on the day of yantav itself, only during cholamid. Yud, yaitzin yisro di chevah shami simcha, b'nedarim, unadaveis, ube maaser behema, v'akehanim b'chatas v'ba'ashem, ube b'chevah b'chaz v'shoik, shemitza zuhi l'smayach, Ba'achilas basar lifnei Hashem v'rei achru. What is the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha? You should be happy. How? By eating meat. So in any way that the kohanim or the bayim are eating meat, they're fulfilling the mitzvah. Aval in yitzin dechivasim loy ba'if, it's not with birds, a fowl, with chicken, v'loy b'menachis, with the flower offerings, she'enam basar ha'mesameach. V'avyanu b'psachim she'chagigas ha'ba'asar eshos. The chagigas ha'ba'asar is in addition to the carbon Pesach that they would bring, if somebody wanted to bring another animal, they would bring another animal chagiga. It's called a chagiga sar ba'asar. V'fikach, ein odem yetze ba'yidei chevas chagiga, ele yetze ba'chevas simcha. This chagiga sar ba'asar, which is a reshos, which is brought together with a carbon Pesach, one cannot fulfill his chiv of the shalmei chagiga of yamtif. However, he may fulfill the chiv of shalmei simcha. because he's eating flesh. Misha hayol shami neder in davar. One who had shlamim either through neder or davar. Ushchatem erev yantiv. Afal pisha chalam yantiv. He shechted them before yantiv, even though he ate them only when yantiv came in. Ein yaseh by the chivis chagiga shein by elam anacholim. Again, he cannot fulfill his chiv for shami chagiga because it didn't come from cholim. It came at tzad hachiyuv. The neder and davar has to come anyways. The shami chagiga has to come from his own volition. Avol yaseh by the chivis simcha. He may nevertheless, as mentioned before, fulfill his chiv of shami simcha because he ate flesh. Even though they were shechted before Yamtiv, because he's eating them on Yamtiv, the shechit of the Shami Simcha doesn't have to happen on the day that the chiv of Shami Simcha comes by. So you can shech the Shami, so therefore you can shech the Shami Simcha before Yamtiv. You can even be yotze the chiv of Shami Simcha from the chagiga that comes together b'yemar ba'asa, because he's eating flesh. But you cannot be paid to Yachiv of Shami Chagiga with the Chagiga that you shechted before Pesach came in. Yud Gimel. Lo Yavi Adam Teida B'Yem Abbas. The person should not bring a carbon Teida which came together with Lechem on the 14th day of Nisan. Mepnei HaChametz Shabbat, because it comes from Lechem, it comes together with Chametz, with Lechamim. Shein Mevim Kachim L'Beis HaPsol, because there's a cloud that we do not bring Kachim into a state of Psol. In this case, it means that because this carbon is going to have to be brought with lechem, and lacha chatzei sayim, the lechem is going, which is chametz, one may not be able to eat this lechem, so you are bringing these carbonis into a state of it, that goes beyond its date by intentionally. So if you did bring the carbon teida, yaitze by the chivis simcha k'meisha b'yanu, you do fulfill your chiv of shami simcha, but you have to discard the lechem. Yodalad. Ha'imer, one who says rei olay teida sheitze by the chivas yishim chagiga. Somebody says, I'm taking upon myself to bring a carbon teida, which has chametz, so that I fulfill the shalmi chagiga. So chayv lahavi teida, he has to bring a teida. Ve'enu yetzer b'idei chagiga. And with this teida, you can fulfill your chagiga, shein chagiga ba'al menacholim. K'sheyiz b'achadim shalmi chagiga v'shalmi simcha, when a person is shechting the shalmi chagiga and shalmi simcha, lo yihi ya'oichel hu v'bonav v'ishti b'vad, v'idam sheyasa mitzvah gemora. You shouldn't think that I'm going to lock the doors of my house, and that's why I do and that's why I fulfill the mitzvah in its shleimus. L'chayv l'sameich onim v'homlalim, the poor and the destitute, shenem v'aliv v'gev v'yosim v'homan. Meichel hakel mashkik v'yoshri. Misha achel zavachav, one who ate his karbonis v'leisim achelu imoy, and didn't join others together with his simcha, all of nemes v'chem kalechem oinim, like bread of mourners, lohem kol eichel v'tamo ki lachmam l'nafshom. Mitzvah b'alevi yosim v'akel. It's a mitzvah to be mesameach and to reach out to the levi more than everybody else. Fi she'ein li chelak. They don't have real estate in Eretz Yisrael. They don't have chelak on the basar like the kihan. Or to give them flesh in addition to the maaseh that they're getting anyways from the dogon and the yitzah. Anybody who abandons the levi and doesn't give him his due maaseh. Okay, so Perek Shlishi is going to discuss the mitzvah of hakel. Loch alf mitzvah sasei lahakil, kol Yisrael anashim anashim tach, men, women, and children. B'chol matzi shmita, every year after shmita cycles, every 8th year. Ba'aloysam l'regal, v'likreis be'oznehem. When they come up during sukkahs, and likreis be'oznehem in a Torah, to read from parshas, and the parshas shem mezariz is oysam b'mitzvahs, parshas that encourage them for kim ha-mitzvahs, u'machaz keis yedehem b'das ho'emes. It's interesting. The Rebbe makes an akud. It wasn't so much about limud ha-Torah. These parshas, the inyan of hakel was more about kim ha-mitzvahs. Ma'aseh b'poel. Shneim mikedesh v'shonim b'moed shnasa shmita b'chag ha-sukkos b'vorech Yisrael l'reis v'gomer hakel asam anashim anashim atav hagecha shab sherecha v'gomer. So it's a whole raid. Do we say it's a mitzvah on the melech or it's a mitzvah on the yechidim? It's a mitzvah on both, because how can you say that anashim anashim v'tav ha-mechuyiv if it's not a chiv on them? But it's also mitzvah primarily on the melech. But it works both ways. Based.
Why is it on the melech?
So, as we'll see later on. Call a potter min horiyah, potter min mitzvah hakel. Anybody's potter from reiyah, meaning from being oil reg, is potter from hakel. Chutz min anashim, v'taf v'ha'orol. Aval a tommy, potter min mitzvah hakel. One who's tommy is not mechiv the mitzvah hakel. Shneim b'vei chol Yisrael, v'zein yoroi l'biyah, cannot enter. V'adavir barush, atuntum hadaregin is chayavim. Obviously, these two individuals are mechiv, shrei hanashim chayavis. So, I admit sad sfek, zachos and akvos, anyways mechiv. Gimel, yimasa, okay? When would they read? The Torah. B'matzah yamtiv harishayin. Shochag Sukkos, on the second day of Sukkos, Shutchilas Yemei Chul Shomayit, which is the first of Chol Hamoed, Shoshana Shminis. V'hamelech hu shikir b'zneim. It's the melech, it's the king. As the Rebbe explained in many sichas relating to Hakel, being that the king, the melech, is Lev Kol Kal Yisrael, so it was Ma'ore, the Nekudah Sayadus. The Kri of the Melech was made of this, the Pintel
Yid.
It should go through.
It has to enter the head,
exactly. He would read whilst he was sitting. He would read until the Pasuk of Shema, including the Pasuk of Shema, and then so he, the parasha of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, and then Medalik Levahim Shema into the parasha. State of Vahavta? Doesn't say Vahavta. The Shema, it doesn't say Vahavta.
Atzeif
Parasha Shema.
The end of the Parasha of Shema.
Medalik Levahim Shema, then we skip to Vahim Shema, and Medalik Lasa Tasa, skip Tasa Tasa. The Kodah, he would then read from Asa Tasa, let's say that Atzeif Brachis Vaklalis. The reason why he would read Asat Ha'as is because it was Zman HaMaisers. What was the procedure before he began to read? They would blow trumpets in Yerushalayim to gather the people. They would erect a large wooden platform. In the middle of the Eses Nashim, they would put it up. The king would go up to the platform and sit down there. Would gather around him. The chazan of the shul, what's the Knesset? Tiferes Yisrael says in Mishnah is that there was a shul on the Har HaBayis. So the chazan of that shul, he was the one who would neitel sefer Torah, would take the sefer Torah from that shul, v'neitzen the Reish HaKnesset, give it to the Reish HaKnesset, who was in charge of giving out the Aliyahs, v'chulu, v'Reish HaKnesset neitzen l'zgan, he would give it to the Zgan King Gadol, v'Zgan l'King Gadol, v'King Gadol l'Melech. And this whole procedure was done, k'dei l'hadri b'rei b'nei Adam, to give COVID through doing this procession. The Melech Makabli Kishoim, the king would receive the Sefer Torah whilst he was standing, Vimratza Yashav, and if he wanted, he would read it sitting, Vapiseich, he would open it up, Vroya, he would have to see where he was reading from. Then, Mavarech Kederech Shemavarech Kol HaKere B'Teira, Bebeis HaKnesses, he was with Asher Bachar Bono, Vakere Pasha Shemani, would read the Pashas we laid out in Halacha Gimel, Atcha Hu Gamer, Vagedol, he would then close the Sefer Torah, Mavarech Lachere Kederech Shemavarech Mabati Knesies, Asher Nasan Ono, and then, Meisef Sheva Brach, Yisrael Lahin, Ritzei Hashem, Lekin Amam Chisrael Chulu, Meidem Anach Noch Chulu, Atu Vachatoni Mekol Amam Chulu, Mestamati would sing, Vata Atu Vachatoni Tezama, Ad Mekadosh Yisrael Vazimano, Kederech Shemavarech Matfila, Harei Shosh Brach Yis Kamad Beam. So these three brachas that we have them in the Siddur. Revi is the fourth. The other tefillas he would give his own nusach to. Mespala la mikdash sheyamid. It was a tefillah with the content was that the base of mikdash should continue standing. V'cheis and ba baruch Hashem asheichem betzion. Chamish is mespala al yisrael shetam machusim that the kingship should reside within Klal Yisrael, should remain within Klal Yisrael. V'cheis and ba habeichem Yisrael. Shish is mespala kehan shitza keil avedasam that the bishus should receive. And want the Aveda of the Kehan, Vachis and Baruch Hashem Kadosh Kehan, Shavis Hashem Brachim, Eschanin, Mespal Abba, Kefima Shul Yachil, as eloquent as he was able to, Vachis and Baruch Hashem, Hashem is Amti Yisrael, Amti Yisrael Tzichim, Vashaya, Baruch Hashem, Shemei Tefil. Hey, Hakriv HaBrachis B'Shein HaKedosh, the reading of the Torah and the Brachis that came before and after the Kriya, were done in Lashon Kedosh, Shnema Tikras HaTorah HaZois, this Torah, B'Shein HaAfal Pish Yashem Lezis, even if the people don't necessarily understand Lashon Kedosh. Vav, V'geirim she'enam akirim, what about geirim who do not understand the b'chlal, what's going on? So, chayav and lahach nibam, they have to prepare them, their hearts to lahakshiv, az na'am dushmei be'eimah v'yira v'gil b'ra'ada. K'yem she'nitna be'bi Sinai, as if they are now receiving the Torah from HaSinai. Afil chacham g'deirim she'enam kol ha'Torah kula. Even chachamim who knew the entire Torah, chayav nushmei be'kavana g'deirah yaseira. Have to listen with intent concentration. Mishan yachal ushmei, son, you cannot hear because, you can imagine, it's a massive, all these are coming into the Azar, perhaps so people spilling outside the Azar. So what about people who cannot hear? Machavan libel kriyazo, shilay kva hakasav el chazik dasu emes. They would give the intent, kilo the standing right in front of the king, and that's how, that was their kavanah. When he's hearing it from the king, you should imagine as if the Eibishter is telling it to him, as if the Shechina Medaber is Matech Grein, the Eibishter is speaking through the Malach. Loch Zayin. Yom Hakel Shechol is B'Shabbos. Hakel, the second day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos. Ma'achrin Oysel Achr Shabbos. So we postpone the Kriyas HaTorah to the third day of Sukkot. B'Pnei Tkiyas HaChatzetzeres. This was due because of the Tkiyas HaChatzetzeres, which one would not be able to do on Shabbos. And the other tefillos she'ein on deichnas Shabbos, which do not supersede Shabbos. Now, interesting that Rebbe notes that until the gezeira of the chatzetzeris was put in place, mistamed during the times of the Bais Rishon, until the chacham made the gezeira, even when it occurred on Shabbos, they would still have hakel on Shabbos because until the gezeira took place, there was no reason why to push it off. So with that, slicha lohu hilchos chagiga. The 5 mitzvahs, 2 mitzvahs, 10 mitzvahs, 3 mitzvahs, 6 mitzvahs, 7 mitzvahs, 8 mitzvahs, 9 mitzvahs, 10 mitzvahs, 11 mitzvahs, 12 mitzvahs, 13 mitzvahs, 14 mitzvahs, 15 mitzvahs, 16 mitzvahs, 17 mitzvahs, 18 mitzvahs, 19 mitzvahs, 20 mitzvahs, 21 mitzvahs, 22 mitzvahs, 23 mitzvahs, 24 mitzvahs, 25 mitzvahs, 26 mitzvahs, 27 mitzvahs, 28 mitzvahs, 29 mitzvahs, 30 mitzvahs, 31 mitzvahs, 32 mitzvahs, 33 mitzvahs, 34 mitzvahs, 35 mitzvahs, 36 mitzvahs, 37 mitzvahs, 38 mitzvahs, 39 mitzvahs, 40 There are two positive, two negative mitzvahs. Lahafish becheris, to set aside one out of every 10 animals. To set aside the firstborn animal. Beis shlo yachol becher tam chutz Yerushalayim, not to eat an unblemished becher, firstborn outside of Yerushalayim. Gimel shlo yipada becher, not to redeem this firstborn. Dad lahafish ma'aseh behemah, to set aside one out of every 10 animals. Hey shlo yigoyel ma'aseh behemah, not to redeem ma'aseh behemah. V'chalati salachori, if it's hilchos becheris, why are we talking about ma'aseh behemah? Says Rama, chalati ha'ma'aseh namah becher. Put the becher and the ma'aseh together. Fisha ma'aseh shnei mechad. The ma'aseh shchite and the hakrave and the zrike is all one. V'kasef klali ima. The Torah put them together. Shnei ve'es damam tizrek. Pia shmul amdusha. Zed la ma'aseh v'dam becher. Bein mitzvah seid lo prakam eilu perik rishin halacha alef. Mitzvah esei lahafrish kol peter rechem hascharim. It's a positive mitzvah to set aside, to designate the opening of the womb. If that animal is a male, Bein ba'adam, whether it's a human, Bein be'behema tohoira, whether it's a kosher animal, Bein me'minachamir, whether it's from a donkey. Now, the human and the donkey we've already discussed in Hukhas Trumis. So, Bein shayu shleimim, Bein shayu treifis. This applies whether they have a mum, or they don't have a mum. Whether the tamim, Shneimer kadosh li'chol b'chei peter, kol recha b'nei sabonim v'behema, v'kulam l'kihan, v'lugol tukehan. B'chei ra'adam, halacha beis, b'chei ra'adam, b'chei chamir, the firstborn of the human and the firstborn of the donkey, niftim, are redeemed. That money goes to the kihanim. But the firstborn of a kosher animal, nishchet ba'azar kasha kachem kalm. Shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, you say that, so the b'chayr nechal kihanim v'maisel l'chaladim. So the b'chayr would go to the kohen. So zerkin domai v'makter imurov, can shecht it, he's makter the imurim of the mizbeach, mishmanim v'maisek rabbanis, ashar basa nechal kihanim. Shenemar ach padisifte, is b'chayr ha'odam. So as we see from the pasuk that the bechir adam has to be redeemed, this bechir habehim atmeya tifte, which is the bechir of the donkey, also has to be redeemed. Ach, bechir shor v'geimer, if it's a kosher animal, leis sifte kedoshem ubsaram yiyalach. Gimel, bechir behim tahir shubal mum. What happens if this bechir is a mum? Bein shenib mum, bein shenof bein mum achash hay tamim. Whether it was born with a mum, whether a mum occurred to it afterwards. Harei hula kain, it's the property of the kain. Bechir is shaykh to the kain. Im ratzo eichli bechamakim. Now that it has a mum, if the kain wants, he can eat it wherever he wants, even outside the Yerushalayim. Oy moichroi, we can sell it. There's certain tonoim in the sale, as we see at the end of the pedik. Oy machilal mishiyirza, afir lo nachi. You can even feed the togim. It's the nechasim of the kain, and it's completely cholin. Shnem v'chiyir by mum pisech iyu v'gamer hatami v'atoyachte v'ichlanu katziv chayol v'rehu nichsei kogin. Dalat mitzvah lahakdish b'chir behim etahira. It's a mitzvah to sanctify the firstborn of a kosher animal v'yomer, and to verbally say harei zeh kodesh. Shneimer taktish l'Hashem lekecha v'im lehikdish. If you didn't verbally make the statement, harei meskadosh meilav u'kedushas mirechem. It has its kedusha from its own nature. Hey, mitzvahs b'chayr behima tohira lehagis ba'aretz u'b'chutz l'garet. The firstborn of a kosher animal applies in London and it applies in New York as it applies in Eitz Yisrael. Ve'in mevim b'chayris mechutz l'aretz. However, we do not bring these animals from outside of Eitz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael as a carbon, to bring them to be brought for a carbon. Shneimar v'chalt lefni Hashem lekecha ma'aseh dagon chatirish chavitzarecha v'chayis b'kar chavitzinecha. The pasuk includes ma'aseh dagon together with b'chayir behima mimok imshat mevi ma'aseh dagon. So from the same place that we bring ma'aseh dagon, i.e. Eretz Yisrael, atam mevi b'chayir b'kar v'tzay mimok imshat mevi ma'aseh dagon which is chutz liyaretz i'atam mevi b'chayir b'kar v'tzay ela rei hu kachulin ve'yachil b'mumay. The first have to attain a mum, and then they can be eaten. Vim hevi, what happens if you bring these animals into Eretz Yisrael? Ein makabel mimenu, v'lo yikrav, elo ya'ochil b'mumay. Mitzvah zu, this mitzvah, nehag is ben bifnei habayis, ben shloi bifnei habayis, k'may ma'aseh dagon. Applies during the bayis, or during the time of the korban, v'eino nehag is b'mugdoshin, k'shehim b'kdushasam, k'edem shi'ipodu, say if you have an animal, the mother, you're makdash either to the Beis HaMikdash, or to the Mizbeach, and then it gave birth, so that animal, that b'choy, doesn't have the gedder of a b'choy. Ben kach mizbeach, ben kach b'dek habayis. Unless you redeemed it first, and only after you redeemed it did it give birth. Fine. So to be masak malacha, hey, the mitzvah of bechir behemah tahira applies both inside Eretz Yisrael, outside Eretz Yisrael, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, not during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but mitzada karbin, it can only be done if the animal is born within Eretz Yisrael during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Or even nowadays, in Mashiach Hatzkum, we bring the animal.
So what could you do? So what's outside Eretz Yisrael?
You have to wait till it gets a mum, and then it's eaten by the kohen, as we'll see. He's going to go through halachas.
We said that it's also outside Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, it applies outside Eretz Yisrael. It has to be given to a kohen.
What could you do outside Eretz Yisrael?
Also, you can't. You have to wait till it gets a mum, then it's given to the kohen. Or you give it to the kohen before, and then it gets a mum. The rishus of the kohen. We'll see. Hakach liyavim bebchir behimet tahira. Everybody's mechuyev in the mitzvah of the firstborn animal of a kosher, the firstborn of a kosher animal. Kohanim, levim, v'yisraelim. even though the Bechoy belongs to the Kohen, even though it's like Bechoy, if he has Bechoy born in his Rishus, Makrif Domev Emurov, Kamesha Beyano, he does the Avodah with the animal, as stated above, Eichel Shar HaBasa Betetis Bechoy, Shem HaKol, Bechoy Shivolod of Karchav Etzayim Chavagayim. Aval Bechoy Adam, Bechoy Behemet Temeya, but when it comes to the Bechoy Adam, and Pina Ben, we do Bechoy of a Chamayr, Kehanim Levin Peturim. Only by the Bechor Behemoth Tahira do we say that also Kehanim and Levim are included in the mitzvah. Ches, HaBechor Nechal B'Teich Shnasi Bin Tamim Bin Balmum. Bechor should be eaten within a year of its birth, whether it's a Tamim and it's being brought as a carbon or as a Balmum. Shnem Alif Neshem Nekecha Teichlenu Shana B'Shana V'Gemim Chiyye Baimum B'Sharecha Teichlen. Umei Masai Moinolei. What is this year that we're referring to? When do you begin to count the year? So it depends. Im tamhu, if the animal was fine and it can be brought as a carbon, so shmini hakrava. The year begins from day 8 of its birth because that is the day when it can begin to be brought as a carbon. If it was born with imum, you have a year to eat it from the day that it was born, not 8 days later. For who provided shkali chadash if it was born at the correct time, because the moment it was born, it could be eaten technically. If we don't know if it's born at after the ninth month, after the full pregnancy, you have to wait 8 days, and then you count a year from the 8 days for that animal to be eaten within. Test. What happens if a mum occurs to this animal within a year of its birth? So you have 12 months from the day that it was born to eat it. What happens if it gets a mom towards the end of its first year? So you have 30 days now for it to be eaten by the Kohen from the day got a mom. Even if by adding another 30 days you're going beyond a year from the day it was born. Okay, so what does that mean? So for an entire year minus 15 days, it was a tamim. Now it gets a mom. So the Rambam just said you add 30 days, you got to change gears. So mashlimin like chamisha asach hashnasi. You add 30 days, which gives an extension of 15 days past its first birthday. What happens if it gets a mum after its first year? So for an entire year was a tamim. It would have been brought as a carbon, but it wasn't. And it got a mum after the first year. So ein rashi lekaimi el atshleishim yom ve'yachol. Again, the Baal Behema has to be given to the Kohen, has to be eaten within another 30 days. Yud, ha-b'chor b'zman hazeh, what about b'chor nowadays? Manichat shibu b'aymum v'yachil, no b'aseh mikdash, so you gotta wait until it gets a mum, and it's eaten by the Kohen. Or by anybody else, because it's nichzeh Kohen. Yudalf, v'ad sh'lei nir l'ha-reis l'chocham, what happens if the animal never got gehakt or gezetzt? Nichzeh tzim barzah. The sheep was mamash strong, there wasn't a reason to show it to the Kohen, so rashi l'kaim v'shtayim v'sholei shon. We say if it doesn't have a mum, bismana bayis, you gotta eat it within the year. If it has a mum, you gotta give it to the Kohen. You have 30 days to give it to the Kohen. So nowadays, if you're waiting for it to get a mum, and only then the Kohen can have it, but a year passes, another year passes, doesn't have a mum. So the Rambam says you can keep it within your Rishus until it gets a mum, until there's a reason to show it to the Kohen. If when something happens to the sheep and there's a reason to show it to the Kohen, so then it depends. If the mum occurred within a year of its birth, again, you have a year to keep it within your Rishus and then give it to the Kohen. If the mum occurred to it after a year of its birth, you have another 30 days for it to be eaten.
For the Kohen to eat.
Yeah. Or anybody else, because it's Nichzeh Kohen, it can be eaten even by going. But it has to first be given to the Kohen for somebody else.
Why can't he give it to the Kohen right away?
He can give it to the... He should. That's the whole discussion. Why didn't he? The question is, why didn't he? He should have. But the fact that he didn't is not place of the animal for Achila. That's the vote.
Is he supposed to wait until it gets a mum?
He should wait. Bisman is there, he should wait. That's what he said in Alach Yud Alf. Now, in Alach Yud, he said.
Why is he supposed to wait
until it gets because a mum? Because we'll see in Halacha. We'll see in halacha yodalad why. Okay? Yod base. Shana shal b'chayr hi shnas levana tmima. How do we define a year? A lunar year. A yiddish lunar year. So a lunar solar year. Shnei mas achedish meyem liyem. Vim ha'isah shana muberes. Nisabar leiv amein li shleish as achedish. You count 13 months. Excuse me. It's solely a lunar year. No. It's a yiddish lunar year. Yeah. Shnas levana. Fine. Nodolish shnei t'loim. What happens if two sheep... Mazel Tov, the two sheep were born. So Echad b'chamisha asa shel Adar Harishon, v'Echad b'Rish Chedesh Adar Sheni. I like this example. Mom was born in the 15th month of Adar Harishon. The second one was born on Rish Chedesh Adar Sheni. So Zeshenen b'Rish Chedesh Adar Sheni, the one that was born later, during year one, came to Giyim Rishon b'Adar Shal Shana Haba, also Lishana. So because it was born Rish Chedesh Adar Sheni, so the moment Rish Chedesh Adar comes by the next year, the year is full. The year is done. Because from Rish Chedesh Adar to Rish Chedesh Adar. Of Zer Shunet Bechetzi Adar Rishon, the one was born first on the 15th day of Adar Rishon, but also Lishonat Chatzi Adar Shoshana Haba, it only attains the status of full year 15 days after the second animal was born. So because the Chedesh Ibur was born within a year of Chedesh Ibur, so the animal that was born first becomes a year after the animal that was born second. Fine. What happens if you procrastinated and you didn't ship the sheep to the Kohen and a year already passed? So even though you over Eloisa say so, if the animal is perfectly fine and is like nifsa, El Makriva, the Kohen can still bring it as a carbon. Wherever he wants. If you have grain in your storehouse from, say, year two, and now you're in year four of the Shemitah cycle, and you still have taxes to file for year two, so you set aside the maises for year two, even though you're currently in year four of the Shemitah cycle. So the same applies to the animal, to the b'chor. Even though the b'chor is past the shana, which it should have ideally been brought in, but now it's a tamim, so let the coin be marked as a carbon. The dalit. Ein neisenes ha-b'chor l'kein k'shivoli. You do not give the b'chor to the coin the moment it's born. Shein zegudul lokein. It's not bekavadik. Eli tapabei bailov. The owner of the animal should take care of it. Ad sheyagdu ma'at until it grows slightly. V'itnenu lokein and then give it to the kohen. So it kind of answers your question. Why should the Yisrael keep it until it gets a mum? The emes says he should give it to the kohen. But there's a reason to say why he should keep it until it gets a mum. Because why should the kohen take care of it until it gets a mum? For this reason. It's not the kohen cannot use it anyways. So let the burden be on the Yisrael. But kam Yisrael chayev nitap b'chor. For how long should the Yisrael be metap for the b'chor? Behema dako shishim yoy, 30 days. Ubagasov, it's a larger animal. If it's an ox or a bull or a cow, chamishim yoy. Vim amalei ha-koyin. If the koyin tells him, tenei huli b'seich zman zeh, v'ani etap al-atzmi. He says, you know what? Let's do a quid pro quo. I think that's a lashon. Koyin tells him, you know what? I'll take care of it, and you give it to me now. Yisrael has 30 days or 50 days to take care of it. He says, give it to me now, and you'll save yourself the hassle. It looks like the Kohen is helping the Yisrael to get his matanis. And because it has to be a matan, it has to be given. The Kohen shouldn't have any involvement in his getting of the matanis. Tezvav. If the Bechor had a bum, and the Kohen tells Yisrael within the 30 or 50 days, give to me so I can eat it now. So in any event, the Kohen isn't having any, he's not being makdim any hana. He's not working for the carbon. There's no additional input by the Kohen to which he's getting the animal. In any event, the animal is going to be going to the Kohen. He says, can give it to any Kohen. Interesting why he puts it over here.
Why for
your
only leave?
I don't know. though, he brings da'a ben l'chaver ben l'am ha'aretz. Mishnah chala. Whether the Kohen is an Amaharet, so he's a Tamat Chach. Okay. Tezain. Kohen Shachel Kezayis Mabchir Tamal Chutzir Shalayim. If the animal was a Tamim and the Kohen was Makavit as a carbon, out Kalachet, and he eats the Kezayis of its flesh outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Loikim in a Teira. Shem Leisuch Alechel Bishorecha outside Yerushalayim. Maisa Degoncha Vizerech 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 of the flesh of the b'chayr. Ben lifnei zrike, ben achaz zrike. Like, pia shmur lom de meisher ben atutas. Shazu az hare. This is a warning. This pasuk is af lezar. Shachol b'chayr ben lifnei zrike, ben achaz zrike. So say a kohen who eats the kezayis of the flesh outside the chemis azar, outside the chemis of Yerushalayim, and a non kohen who eats it throughout any stage of the process of the carbon, the chayv malchus. B'chayr is perfectly fine. You cannot redeem it. It cannot be sold in a state that it can be brought as a carbon. The whole schus he has is to bring it as a carbon, not to sell it. Bizman hazesh in bayis, nowadays, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So hoyevu oimid lachila. Because at the end of the day, the goal is to eat it. You're not going to be makir as the carbon. Harehu mutal machri. Then he is able to sell this b'chayr. Va'afu pishu tamim. Bein l'kayin, bein l'Yisrael. He can sell this animal, the kohen can sell this animal either to Yisrael or to a kohen. Obviously, if it's before it has imum, they're going to have to wait. The kohen is going to have to wait until it gets imum to eat it. But because nowadays there's no, currently, right, if it happens tonight, lamazagim, the Beis HaMikdash can't be built at night. So if the Beis HaMikdash comes now, if the Beis HaMikdash rests all right until tomorrow morning, the kohen is able to sell this b'chayr to any person that he wants. Because it's la'achila. Yud ches. B'chayr b'amum, yesh la'kohen l'machri b'chol zman. If the Bechayr is a mum, Kohen can sell it anytime he wants, whether it would be before or after whether during the Beis HaMikdash or after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Whether the animal is alive or shechted. When he is selling the flesh of a Bechayr that is a Bamum, he has to sell it in a private location and not in the marketplace. The reason the Rambam gave in Hilchos Asurim Mizbeach is because if he's selling the flesh in the meat market, he's going to get a better price because that's where the demand for the meat is. So we don't want this kohen to get hanah, to get personal money, to get a benefit on account of the flesh that used to be a carbon or could have been a carbon. But however, the flesh of b'chay that is perfectly fine, that could ideally be bought as a carbon, cannot be sold. Neshu b'sar kodesh. The kohanim shenimnu im habchay. Kohanim that are counted to eat, who are going to be eating this b'chayr, mutara nishkal mana k'neged mana, they can use a scale and weigh a piece of meat against another piece of meat. It's not considered a bizin kachim. Your test. Mafshet b'chayr b'amum, when they are skinning the animal of a b'chayr that is a mum, hariz mutala hafshitei be'ezeder shuit, so they can skin it in any way they want. Imrata lahargil margil, this is a very difficult technique, where they would remove the calves of the animal, take out the flesh through the feet and keep the entire body intact, the entire hide intact without cutting the hide. Markov, taking it, they would cut out the legs, take off the hoofs, and take out all the skin through the legs and keep the shell, the hide of the animal whole without cutting the skin.
Cut the legs?
Yeah, Margo, Lashon Rego.
The fats and the meat.
The same applies to all kabbalists that were Kurdish, and now you redeem the Kedusha.